that you should. Oh, my daddy says you. Daddy said shoot.
Celebrating the influence and inspiration of Etta James, this is Girly So Groovy. Now, if you are a loyal listener of Girly So Groovy, you know it is rare and unusual that I bring in pop powerhouses like Beyonce and Adele, but I felt like both voices were so crucial in celebrating the inspiration of Etta James. Beyonce, right there, had a number of different ways she is tied to Etta James. When President Barack Obama was first voted into office, he selected Beyonce to perform at his inauguration ball. Beyonce decided to cover At Last, giving that song a whole new context for Barack Obama being the first black president in America, making that song At Last feel even more meaningful. Beyonce was also hired to perform as Etta James in the film Cadillac Records. And before, and the song we heard from Beyonce is Daddy Lessons. That's taken from her album Lemonade. And fun fact, fun girly so groovy fact, if you are a loyal fan, you might know this already. Lemonade was released in 2016. And in 2016, when we counted down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums of the year, Beyonce's Lemonade rightfully took the number one spot. In the middle, it is British soul artist Adele. After Etta James' sad passing from leukemia in 2012, I believe it was, Adele wrote a eulogy for The Guardian all about her love of Etta James. Adele called her an absolute unoriginal and blues powerhouse. Adele talks about how when she was just 14 years old, shopping at HMV, the record store, she found a 2-for-5 deal where she was able to get Ella Fitzgerald and Etta James in a 2-for-5 deal. And she said she was only 14 years old. And after listening to Etta James, she continuously would listen and listen and listen, trying to match the vocal style of Etta James. And that really does come through in Adele's voice. When Adele steps up and belts that rolling in the deep, you know that is Etta James just burbling inside to get out. And of course, we did kick off the second hour with Etta James herself. The song is called In the Basement. That is from Etta James' 1966 Chess Records single. We're going to keep things going more about Etta James. The thing that I absolutely love about her is the tenacity that Etta James has brought right from the beginning throughout her entire career. Etta James' story is an absolute extraordinary one of being a pure survivor. She was born Jamesetta Hawkins to a 14-year-old mother named Dorothy and an unknown white father. She was raised at first in Los Angeles by adoptive parents. From the age of 5, Etta James sang gospel in her local church. When Jamesetta's adoptive mother died, her biological mother, Dorothy, reappeared and took her 12-year-old daughter to San Francisco. Her mother, Dorothy, was a prostitute and showed no inclination to change her lifestyle. Etta James has often said that her mother was never there when she would get home from school, so she could pretty much do what she wanted to do, drinking, smoking weed. Violence and substance abuse were now constants in Etta James' life, and she would maintain a difficult, combative relationship with her mother through many decades. Etta James formed a vocal trio called the Creolettes. They auditioned for the Maverick R&B band leader, Johnny Otis. He was so impressed with Etta James' voice and her songwriting skills that he offered to take her to Los Angeles the following day to begin recording. Etta James agreed, lied to Johnny Otis that she was 18 years old, and when he demanded Etta James get her mother's signed consent, she went home and forged it because her mother Dorothy was then in prison. This is what I mean. It is a tenacious survival story right from the beginning. It is the same survivor spirit that you hear in so many women in bands since. Celebrating Etta James right here on Girly So Groovy.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately. The tenderness that you possess, you've deprived me. You must pay for the lonely nights that I walk the floor for you. And don't you know that you must erase all the tear stains on my face, so then. Don't you know that I'm taking my case to the highest court of love? And these are some of the charges you will be found guilty of. You've used me and abused me till I felt like I wanted to die. You've created a need in me that only you can satisfy. Surrender. Give it to me.
This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. This week, we are celebrating the R&B juggernaut that is Etta James. It's part of our year-long monthly series where we are celebrating trailblazers and pioneers, groundbreakers. This month, we do focus on Etta James and all the women that have since been influenced by her work. We just heard music from the funk trio LaBelle with their song, Are You Lonely? That is from their album, Nightbirds. In the middle, music from a woman who watched Etta James' career as a form of example to build her own career. I'm talking about Diana Ross. Etta James started her career in a girl group, quickly then became a solo artist, signed to a label like Chess Records, and then jumped from label to label after that. Well, as we know, Diana Ross started off gaining success in the Supremes, then building her own solo career, signed, of course, to Motown Records for a very successful run, then hopping over to RCA Records. We heard Diana Ross do her song Surrender. Now, that's from Diana Ross' third solo album, Surrender. And of course, kicking the set off, Etta James with I Prefer You. That's from her 1967 album, Call My Name. One of the lasting legacies of Etta James and her influence on music today is Etta James' audaciousness when it came to interpreting songs. Etta James' mother once told her, you can listen to a song 1,000 times, but the trick is to make it your own. And Etta James really did that. If rock and roll is rooted in teenage passion, teenage rebellion, teenage restlessness, teenage sexuality, then Etta James is a rock and roller to the bone. Of course, she started out as a teenage phenomenon in the 1950s. She sang with a raw, unharnessed energy that matched her male counterparts. Her first hit, in fact, was an in-your-face reply to Hank Ballard's Work With Me, Annie. She was 15 years old when she wrote and cut Roll With Me, Henry. Etta's erotic audacity echoed the raunch of her sisters like Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. But in any era, she would be considered a front-line feminist. A woman strong enough to dramatize the outrage of her gender, to break odd chains and signify, I don't want a watchdog, I want a man, because I am a woman. It's that audacious feminist instinct that she had to grab songs written by men with a sexuality and male gaze on women, but turned it on its head and saying, I'm a woman and I want exactly what you want. S-E-X. That is what I love about Etta James. That is what she brings to R&B and the ground that she breaks. Here is Etta James right now, of course, here on Girly So Groovy.
I don't want you to work all day, but I want you to be true, and I just wanna make love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you. Talk that talk, and I can know by
What's hot?